Welcome back to 2016 Verizon Vikings Training Camp. Mike Wapshaw joined by a special guest from Sky Sports and the NFL UK. It's our old friend, Neil Reynolds.
Thanks for having me back. It's always good to come here.
Thanks for coming back. We know each other from our venture over to London for our game in 2013. We did a lot of work with you, and I know you did a lot of work with some of our players, and you got to chat with them again today, right?
Yeah, I did. I caught up with some old friends, Kyle Rudolph, Harrison Smith, and John Sullivan, and we got to tour the country together ahead of that game against the Steelers. Then we had Sully back again for another couple of events. I worked with Kyle at the Super Bowl last year on a couple of bits and pieces. So they're always great value, always good to catch up with those guys.
You have a really cool job that takes you to a lot of different places. I mean, here you are in Mankato, Minnesota, of all places, coming from London, right?
Yeah, this is those pinch yourself moments when you're here and you can get to watch NFL training camps. Been to the Colts on this trip, the Bengals, here with the Vikings, going to the LA Rams, Washington Redskins. So the geography is kind of a little all over the place, but it's great fun. This is when you see, I love training camp because you get so close to the players, so close to the action, and it certainly whets the appetite for the new season.
We play all those teams this year, preseason and regular season, so I guess we got to have you in.
Want the scoop, right?
We need scouting reports.
There's a guy who plays for the Colts, number 12, Andrew Luck.
Pretty good.
Yeah, he can throw it. He's pretty good. Bengals, yeah, they got AJ Green. So
we're going to go practice with them here in a little bit.
Okay, yeah. No, there was Bengals yesterday. We sat down with AJ Green, Andy Dalton, head coach Marvin Lewis, who set his team 3 goals. And that was to go undefeated at home, win the division, and win the Super Bowl. But I guess everyone wants that Super Bowl trophy.
Yeah. They do. That's what everyone's fighting for. Moritz Boehringer, wide receiver we drafted out of Germany. What's your perspective on that story?
It's a fantastic story, and he's going to inspire so many other players from Europe, from the United Kingdom, Germany, to try and do what he's done. It's incredible to go from the German amateur league or small league in Germany to the NFL, and not just as a kind of free agent, but get drafted by a team. Mo's going to, obviously, this is probably eye-opening for him now as he's going through training camp. But he's going to get used to being in the spotlight, get used to young players looking up to him. And I think he's going to make other general managers around the league look to Europe or look internationally.
Yeah, and that's the big picture story of all of this. You know, the smaller picture story is him as a Viking. And maybe you know him a little bit better than us, maybe you don't, but here he's been quiet, he's been a hard worker, he's kind of kept to himself. Maybe that's good for him to do it that way. Is that what you've noticed too?
Yeah, he's very quiet. We've done some stuff with him in the UK and in Europe, and I think that's the part of the business he's going to have to get used to. But in a way, that's not a bad thing either. You know what they say about rookies, you know, you want to be seen and not heard until you prove it on the field. So, you know, I think Mo understands that, and I think he knows that this is a dream that's come true for him, but there's a lot of work that goes with that dream. But you know, you can't deny the physical skills, you know, the size and the speed. It's going to be intriguing to see what he does when you're playing real games, you know, and he can go full speed and also once he has the offense down. You know, obviously it's different coming from Germany to the NFL. There's going to be more complexity in the coverages. Once he gets all of that down, then does all of the things we know he can do without thinking could be spectacular.
You know, and this is another step in the goal of expanding the game globally. Is, you know, the league has been coming over to Europe to play games for a while, but having European or foreign-born players coming here to play is fairly new and probably an important step.
A big step. And as much as the teams come over here, then you want to send players back to America. So we've got Menelik Watson, a British offensive tackle at the Raiders. F.A. Abada is a defensive end who played in the amateur game in the UK, played 5 games of amateur football. He's been in training camp with the Dallas Cowboys, has been with the Chiefs. He just got signed by the Atlanta Falcons. So, you know, Jay Ajayi is a British running back with the Miami Dolphins. So we get more. The more we see these players and we see them on Sundays doing things, then the more great athletes are going to look and say, I want to try the NFL. And I think we're going to see a willingness, as I said, from general managers to look further afield because they're all trying to find that gem that nobody else spots. So I think there's an opportunity there.
Tell everyone who's watching how they can catch some of your stuff and some of the things that you're doing here in America. Where is all of that going to be going? Tell people how they can find it.
Yeah, so the stuff we're doing here in camp, it'll all be at nfluk.com, so they can check that out. And then we're doing interviews for Sky Sports TV as well, but unless you've got an illegal feed, you can't watch that. So NFLUK.com is the best place, and it was great to catch up with some old friends.
Yeah, well, we might have some Vikings.com and Vikings app viewers over in London who can watch Sky Sports.
Yeah, and that's right, and I'm sure you would. Yeah, so then they can see it. Correct, and you're right to pick me up on that, yeah. because that's how this game's going, right? I mean, you've got Twitter followers, I'm sure, from all across the world. This is an international game now, and in the UK, fans can follow their favorite team. They can follow the Vikings the same way as if you live in Minneapolis. We get a lot of games offered to them on Sky Sports. They can follow on NFL Network through the Game Pass product. They can watch Vikings.com. It's all there for them now to follow their teams the same way as if they live in the U.S.
Yep. It's all a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun to catch up with you too, Neil, so thanks. That's it for us and Neil, but for more coverage of 2016 Verizon Vikings training camp, stay tuned to Vikings.com.